Few national reports are as important on so many levels as the census. It impacts millions of dollars in federal funding, and the state and many local organizations want to make sure that people in Hawaii are counted. That's a story Anita Hofschneider has online at Honolulu Civil Beat, and she joins us today with today's reality check. And Anita, just to start, why is the census so critically important for Hawaii?
Well, a lot of people don't realize that the census is such an important data set that is the basis for a lot of federal funding programs. So, for example, when it comes to healthcare, Medicaid, a lot of times the federal government is looking at the census to figure out, you know, how much money should be flowing to Hawaii. Or even affordable housing programs, such as the low-income housing tax credit. It's often based on population, and so they'll look at the census. And so historically, unfortunately, Hawaii has been undercounted. Our response rate, you know, last time in the 2010 census was below the national average, especially on the neighbor islands. The response rates are really low. And so historically, we haven't been getting as much federal funding as we actually are entitled to.
And that difference, that was an eye-popping figure from your piece of someone that you spoke to that said that each person who is undercounted is $2,600 less per year in federal funding that Hawaii receives.
That's right. And so this is, you know, something that affects everything from school lunch programs to, like I said, affordable housing programs, medical programs. It's also something that nonprofits really rely upon. So if you think about it, when a nonprofit is applying for foundation funding, they're going to talk about, you know, X number of people in our community are here and X percent are in poverty, or we're serving, you know, this percent of people. They rely on census data for all of that. And so this is something that affects people in probably way more ways than they actually realize.
And in particular, as you point out in your piece today, that's especially true for the Native Hawaiian community here.
Yes, and this is something, you know, getting the word out about the 2020 census is something that's a priority for a lot of big Native Hawaiian organizations. So I spoke with the head of the Council for Native Hawaiian Advancement, which is a nonprofit organization that works to advocate on behalf of Native Hawaiians, and they are making a huge investment in making sure that Native Hawaiian and other Pacific Islander communities are responding to the 2020 census. They actually plan to spend $800,000 on this effort. They actually hired a dedicated staff member to work on this, and they're planning to do everything from creating an advertisement featuring Marcus Mariota to creating a music video featuring some famous local musicians, and to try to encourage people and get the word out about the importance of the census.
That really makes sense in terms of the financial, what's at stake financially for the state and for residents here. You know, so much of reporting about Hawaii compared to a national basis is looking at some of those differences that come screaming across from time to time. And mm-hmm. the census certainly is one of these. And again, back in your piece, one of the things that you cite is that compared to the a national basis, 23% of residents of Hawaii report multiple races. And nationally, that figure is about 3%. And that is, again, just one of the ways in which Hawaii's population is different.
Yes, Hawaii's population is, you know, very different from the mainland, but also it's also difficult to count. So a high percentage of homelessness is a barrier when it comes to getting an accurate census count, because how can you count people if they are sleeping, you know, under bridges, or, you know, sleeping and they don't have a particular house and a door that you can knock on? It just makes it that much harder. Another thing that's a challenge is, you know, instead of big apartment buildings, it's often common to have families living in large houses, so, you know, monster houses, or just houses where they're broken up into different rental units, or houses with accessory dwelling units or ohana units, or even houses filled with multiple generations. And so when you think about, you know, a census worker trying to go door to door and make sure that everyone's filling out the census, it's just more challenging than if you were going door to door in an apartment building. And so there are a lot of aspects to Hawaii's population, the way that housing works here, that are barriers. Another one is the difficulty of reaching people who have English as a second language, or they don't speak English, because we have such a large immigrant community with such a great variety of languages. That's definitely a challenge. And so one thing that's that census workers are considering or planning to do is seeing if they can partner with community organizations. So, for example, for the Marshallese community, seeing if they can have someone who speaks Marshallese with them when they're doing that kind of outreach. But as you can imagine, this is an undertaking, a very difficult one.
A lot of threads to this story, and you can find them all in Anita's story. Anita Hofschneider with today's Reality Check. Thanks, Anita.
Thank you for having me.
And you can find her story on Hawaii and the Census at civilbeat.org.